Welcome back to the Midday Mumbles podcast. This is episode 21 of the podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
Episode 21. Let's go drink some alcohol.
Oh, boy. But before we get in the episode, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/MiddayMumbles if you want to support the show and help us continue to make this show for free. Go to patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. Support us. Help support the show. It's going to be epic. And yeah, one more time, that's patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. Let's get right into the show. How's everyone doing this week? How you guys doing?
Doing all right.
You guys are doing all right?
Sitting at home. Doing a lot of sitting at home. It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you left your house at all this week, Gage? Or left your house and your office, I should say?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been scared shitless. But yes, I have. I left. I went to the... obviously, I go to the office every day. But I did go... I've gone to town twice this week. And actually once was today. Gasoline is what?
I think we should hold up. This is not about the coronavirus. I don't want you to think that we're going to be talking about the coronavirus in this episode, because I'm specifically not talking about it because it's too annoying.
Listen,
so don't
listen.
Leave for that. Don't
listen.
We're not talking about coronavirus.
Gas is a dollar. Okay.
Gas is a dollar. That is true.
Listen, I spent $20 to fill up my Tahoe. Bro, you know how much I usually spend?
That is weird. Why is that happening?
I usually spend $60 to fill up the Tahoe. I spent $20.
Russia's been ramping up how much oil they're mining, so they're dropping prices from so much supply.
Yep. But,
it's the supply-demand
balance. Brody, how you been doing lately anyway?
Good.
Good?
Not good.
No? You've been home for 2 weeks now, right?
Yes. Well, no. 1 week.
Oh. Yeah, you've been on April vacation, but you're going back to school tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Or technically today. Today, technically, because this comes out on Monday.
Wait, why are you going back?
No, tomorrow.
I thought they...
No, he's doing online classes.
Well, yeah.
He's not going back to school. He's doing it online. Tomorrow is school.
Oh, okay. He's going back to doing school work.
Yes. Because he had a week off. Brody, we haven't, done anything. Granted, you really can't do anything. But
there's nothing left to do.
I know. I was thinking, let's go to the movies. But, yeah, the movie theater shut down. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
There were some good movies I wanted to see that are out or that are basically out.
I bet they're going to postpone any new movie releases because I would not want to release a movie right now.
Disney has been releasing their movies right to video on demand and Disney Plus.
That's smart.
Yeah,
that's
really smart. It is. A lot of movies that aren't supposed to be coming out on video on demand for most of the year are out now because of the coronavirus. A lot of companies are like, let's release these movies and so people aren't bored in quarantine.
Sure.
Smart business move. But people are running out of money. Seriously. It's
I worry about a ticking time bomb situation.
I mean, it will bounce back. It always bounces back.
Well, I don't think it's going to
bounce.
Well,
how do you know that? If people are in the position where they can't make money.
Isaac, it's not going to bounce back the way you think it is in this scenario. Listen, April 1st is going to roll around. I'm predicting now that we're going to have a recession. It's going to be 2008 times two.
Right,
people aren't going to be able to pay their mortgages. People aren't going to be able to.
It's not just going to be hell for the rest of the time. It will go back eventually.
It'll bounce back, but it's going to take a while. The stock market's going to plummet. 401ks, IRAs, they're going to plummet. Banks are going to fold. The government is going to have to bail. And listen, Vegas closed. If Vegas is going to close, they're going to lose billions of dollars. Trust me, it's a serious thing. And I'm very nervous. I took my money out of the bank because I know that the banks are going to fold.
You know what I think? You got money you're
sitting
on?
Really? You took your money out of the bank?
Yeah, everything.
If you have money you're sitting on right now, you want to find a nice stock that's dropping that you feel confident is going, like a company that's never going to go out of business. It's just going to get really hurt.
Amazon.
You invest into that company like crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be low. It's like it's on sale and then it bounces back eventually and you're rolling in money.
Basically, I was telling Birdie we could come out of this fucking millionaires.
I mean, I don't want to give you stock advice. I'm 18. I'm in high school. I don't know anything.
I understand what you're saying.
But that's what I'm thinking.
This senator got in trouble for insider trading. He knew what, before the announcement was made, he sold all of his assets and stocks. And he's a senator, but he's not going to be prosecuted. Basically, no one cares.
Well,
you know what I say to that? I say throw him in jail. He's a Republican on the Senate. You know what? I'm not being biased. I'm not going to be like, he's a Republican, let him be. No, he broke the law. He should go to jail.
Yeah.
You know? But no, this is scary. This is uncertain times. It's scary. I got a ton of text messages today, emails from my clients, and they've been telling me, oh, we haven't been paid. We're not making much money. So we won't be able to pay you. I'm sitting here on like a ton of money in unpaid invoices, and you know, how, what am I supposed to say? Oh, you owe me money now, you know.
Pull a bank maneuver. You gotta be like, okay, but 6% interest.
No, I've been giving a lot of them every tabs week. I've been giving my clients tabs upwards of $10,000, so I'm going to continue to do work for them, but once April, they have till April, the end of April, to pay the outstanding balances. Which
that's
is
fair enough.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm a, you know, I'm not an idiot.
You're not in a position where you can just strong arm them.
Yeah, no.
And not
I
that
mean,
you should, because you're a human being.
Yeah. I understand. I'm worried, not for myself, but not for my family. I'm just worried because if, let's say, the economy does crash from this, which it's looking like it will, what's that going to mean for the housing market or the banks? You know, the United States government can't just go and bail out all these companies and banks like they did in 2008 again. Like, that'd be ridiculous. They probably will, but, you know, I think it's stupid. Not going to lie.
Well, the banks that have, what is that?
FDIC. It's like
then they have to help those ones.
But if the banks fold, The FDIC isn't going to exist. Let's say the banks fold and we lose trillions of dollars, like the American people lose trillions of dollars. No, let's go even further. Let's say the world economy crashes. Let's say all major banks, Western Union, we're talking huge banks, Citi, Bank of America, we're talking hundreds of trillions of dollars lost.
Look, I think you're over-fearing the situation. There's already...
I'm not.
No, but here's the thing. They're working on fixes for it. They've found that some things already work, like the malaria, treatment for malaria and the treatment for AIDS. Those kill the coronavirus in people.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying people.
Well, there are downsides to that.
Sure, there's downsides, but it gets rid of it.
Because the malaria medicine has side effects.
Right.
I'm not talking about
everything has side effects. There's no such thing as a perfect medicine. Everything has a downside.
Well, you can look it up, but I think somebody might want to take coronavirus over malaria medicine.
Well,
no, but the problem is it stays in the system.
Basically, I'm not saying anything in regards to the cure. I'm saying April 1st is going to come around. Businesses aren't making money. They're not going to be able to pay their mortgages. They're not going to be able to pay their rent if they are renting. People aren't working right now. A lot of people, they're not going to be able to pay their rent, their mortgages, their car loans, whatever they got. So those people are going to be, their credit's going to go to shit, and they're not going to be able to pay their bills. So then the people that expect that money to them, it's the domino effect, and it's going to hurt everybody.
Well, sure, but I'm sure people are going to have to get some slack.
But
companies are going to have to give slack.
The government wants to give people $1,000 because of this. You know, you think about it, a family of four can't survive on $1,000 a month.
No.
They can't. Like, my dad, for instance, he's working at the mill. The mill isn't doing anything about it. They basically said, you come to work. If you don't come to work, you don't have a job. So they have like 800 people in their facility. He's worried, but, you know, There was apparently one confirmed case at the mill. Someone had it, but they don't want to do anything about it other than the person isn't working. I don't know. It's scary. I mean,
people need to live frugally right now, obviously, or
yeah,
at least partially. You need to be able to live less so that, you know, we can all make it through this society. But as I said, this podcast should not be about coronavirus, I think. So I think we should move on. I think there's been too much talk of this stuff, you know? We don't need to be a piece into hyping all this up.
But dude, it's big.
It is big.
Isaac's cracking the whip.
But you know what else is big? Specs being released for PS5 and Xbox Series X, if you care about that, which I don't really, but I guess that's news and that's what Gage wanted to talk about earlier. So
yeah,
let's move this right along.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Isaac read into the specs. You want to tell people about the specs?
I don't think it's very realistic, honestly. These seem a little bit too good to be true. I think these consoles are either going to be way more expensive than people are used to paying for consoles, and at that point you should just build a PC. Yeah.
Well, I heard $700 was the rumor a couple months ago.
Yeah,
when we last talked about this.
I mean, even then I would be shocked with what they're saying.
Really?
You think there's a lot of things here that aren't really adding up in my mind. So
you think it'll be more?
People
can't afford $800. They can't afford an expensive ass console.
Well, here's the thing. It's got an 8-core Zen 2 CPU, which is, you know, if you're buying one of those normally, that's like $200 for a computer. It's got a AMD graphics card, which I'll get on why that doesn't really, why that's something weird. That's saying that's 12 teraflops. Now, teraflops isn't a great system of measurement, but 12 of them saying that with on the Xbox Series X. This is Xbox Series X. This isn't PS5. Yeah. 12 teraflops of performance with only 52 compute units. Graphics, if you're not someone that's really into computer hardware, graphics cards are good at rendering graphics and not regular compute loads like a CPU, because they run off of lots and lots and lots of small individual cores that all work together, much like an 8-core CPU, but they're less powerful and lots of them. So it's better at rendering like the pixels on your screen, because it's a lot of pixels, so it renders a lot of things. But that's just how they work better that way. I'm not a computer scientist, but I know that's how it goes. And there's only 52 of them. And then I was looking at other graphics cards like CUDA cores on RTX 2080 Ti. Yeah, I think that's right. 4,352.
Yeah. Is that a lot?
I mean, that's a lot more than... Maybe I'm understanding this wrong. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot going on there. And it says it's an AMD graphics card. That's RDNA 2. So the 5700 XT and the 5700, which are the last GPUs they released, are RDNA 1. And the 5700 XT is a 9 teraflop GPU. As I said, that's not a perfect system for measuring graphics cards. You can have a lower teraflop graphics card and it's technically better at rendering games. It's a little bit off from what I was looking at. And that's an expensive card. That's their high-end card right now. And I don't think they're going to jump to around 2080 Ti performance, because that's a 13.4 teraflop GPU, and as I said, the Series X is saying it's 12 teraflops.
Well, what if they are making their own GPUs and all that systems? Like, what if they're making both the PS4?
RDNA too. It's AMD. It's an AMD graphics card with an AMD CPU on both of them. The
but
PS5,
they could have modified it. Are we talking about the PlayStation or the Xbox?
The PS5 is a 10 teraflop one, and the Xbox Series X is 12 teraflops. They're both RDNA 2, I believe. Well, it doesn't specify on PS5.
It's going to be a lot more powerful than both the 360 and the Xbox One, basically.
Oh, sure. It's a lot more powerful. I think Xbox One was like 6 teraflops. It was a little bit underwhelming.
You know, maybe for once a console is going to be better than a PC.
Never.
No. Here's the reason why that would never happen, Gage. It's because it's the same hardware. It's the same basic technology. So it's the same architectures as on PC, but it's just compacted so that it can fit into a console. It's like if you have a regular CPU and then a laptop CPU, or a regular graphics card and a laptop graphics card. The graphics card for the laptop and the CPU for the laptop is designed to run at lower wattages, so they run colder, so that and then that makes them lose some performance. It's the same basic deal, kind of. I mean, I think the changes to being on a console one is a little bit more. But that's the same basic deal.
I think the biggest separation between a console and a PC is modifications. You know, PC is on Windows. You can do whatever you want on that, basically. And Xbox and PlayStation
there's a lot of limitations in OS, too.
I think that's the biggest. I think that's the biggest reason that people like PC. I mean, not even taking into account like controller versus keyboard and mouse. That's a totally different debate.
Well, I mean, I think these new consoles are probably going to get keyboard and mouse support because they were pushing that on the Xbox One.
I think that's probably going to be the future. If I had to predict anything, I would say the Xbox might ship with the Windows, and maybe it might be an entry level PC kind of thing.
No, there's not.
You don't
a chance.
Think so? Why?
No.
Why? That actually.
Why don't I think they'd do that?
Well, imagine it being like this. Imagine it being a PC that can play Steam games. However, you still can play Xbox older titles and new titles, like Call of Duty or GTA, for instance. I mean, that could be something.
I don't think that would work though, because the whole gimmick of buying a console is that you have to pay for a live membership. You have to pay online. That's how they make their money.
E3 last year, they announced that they are looking to do away with Xbox Live. So they won't have that next generation.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's not going to have Xbox Live. It's going to, I don't know what it's going to be replaced by, but there aren't going to be any subscriptions other than Game Pass, which isn't required. It's just like PS PlayStation. So, yeah, I mean, this could be what they're doing. This could be they want to leave the console, like traditional console, and join PC gaming because it's more valuable.
There could be a lot going on here then.
I mean,
this is a sign that the next generation of hardware by AMD is going to be really good. That's a huge jump in claimed performance.
Yeah.
Are these are just speculations though, right? No, this is
what do you think of this whole thing, Brody? I know that you used to play on console. You used to play back in 360 and PS4 days.
I won't probably buy a new generation console for years after this.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I don't really care about newer stuff. I just don't. I have the least amount of interest in it.
I find, you know, fiddling with the new hardware too fun for me to go back to console. The limitations of console, it's just not worth it for me. I like being able to change out pieces of my computer and mess with it. That's fun to me. That's exciting.
No, I can't say I agree. I think because I mean Isaac built my PC for me, but I don't know. I do like the idea of being able to take customized stuff. I mean, I'd probably have Isaac do it, but still. thanks, Isaac.
Maybe I should start charging
PC.
You for that,
dude. You built my PC. Calm down. I think I could handle putting in a Elgato or something. I don't think that'd be that big.
I don't even know, Gage.
I've always been Well, I've never done it before. I just
might need
I'd
to pay me $50 to do it for you, maybe.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I'll get Dylan to do it. I'll get him I'll get him marijuana or something. I don't know.
Yeah, if you got Dylan, he would be he'd be right there helping you.
Dylan's gonna hate you, Isaac, for saying that. But yeah.
<It's>
you
okay.
told everyone I'm a
He doesn't
pothead.
Watch the podcast.
No, he did once and he said it was lame. But I don't know. I mean, you know, let me be totally honest with you. I enjoy console. I've always had a spot in my heart for console gaming. I think the whole thing with console to me is it's not as expensive as building a PC, but you get similar performance because Xbox and PlayStation are more optimized. Their games are more optimized than PC. PC is an extreme wild card. One game might run like amazing, and the next game might run like total dog crap. On the Xbox and PlayStation, though, developers are fine-tuning that game for the hardware that's on the table. So that's always why console is, in my opinion, a better deal than a PC, unless you're into fine-tuning and all that. Another big thing is, you know, your friends being on console. I know when I got my first gaming PC, all my friends were on Xbox. So I still played on Xbox, whereas as I started leaving that PC or the Xbox or the PC kind of thing, my PC started to get outdated. My friends started moving towards PC, you know, Dylan and Brody and all that. So definitely there's pros and cons to both of it. I mean, I think as far as being an entry level gamer, a console makes more sense. You know, a casual gamer just want to have a console
well,
to
but
play.
Here's the thing. Does that make sense at $700?
I don't think I highly doubt it'll be that expensive because where did you,
cause you said 700, didn't you?
Well, that was an original rumor but they say that all the time. I mean, when the Xbox One first came out, it was $599. And it quit, but that was holiday prices. And then it quickly dropped the following spring. And you were looking at the console being around, you know, $400 to $399. It was around that range. And, you know, more people bought it at that point. A lot of people don't adopt new consoles right away because of the fact that they don't have new games, like good games. Like when the Xbox One came out, there was no cross platform. You couldn't play a 360 game at the time. Now you can do that. I remember I got the Xbox One the year the Xbox One came out, and literally there was nothing to play. It was my first console that I really was looking forward to. Absolutely nothing to play. It wasn't until 2014-ish that games that I actually wanted to play started coming out. And at that point, they had rumors for the following console, which came out to be the Xbox One S, which... you know, but
I mean,
I don't know.
I just don't see a way that they're going to do any of this for a cheap price. I do not see a way they can do that.
I don't see it either. But I mean, they kind of have to. That's what a console is, right? Unless
I mean,
like
but
I
it's,
said,
it's, I guess also remember it's holiday 2020.
Yeah,
that's 9 months from now. From the time
these
we're
are just
recording
rumors.
This, you know?
These are just rumors. I mean, it could be an extremely cheap console. They could have a few different models. They could have an entry level, like a professional. The professional could be $800, you know? Like, that could be for that could be, like, hardcore gamers that are into esports that just prefer console.
And I also...
Believe it or not, there are those kinds of gamers.
I also kind of find it weird that it's got 16 gigs of memory. 16 gigs of DDR6 memory. And that's shared amongst the GPU and the CPU.
That
and
is a lot.
No, that's not a lot.
It isn't? Oh,
no.
My
computer's got 16 gigs allocated to just regular computation, and then my graphics card has 8 gigabytes dedicated just to VRAM.
I see.
So
consoles aren't really PC CPU heavy.
Well,
I mean, I guess it depends on the game, but still.
Yeah, it just heavily depends. But like back to the RTX 2080, which is a very expensive, high end level graphics card currently, which is that the close-ish rating, 13.4 teraflops versus the 12 something, that itself has, I think it's
11?
Yeah, 11 gigs of memory on it.
No.
That's dedicated to the graphics card. And any computer that's going to have the RTX 20 Ti in it is probably going to have 16 at minimum, probably 32 gigs for the rest of the computer.
Maybe they made a breakthrough in computing.
No, that's not how that would go. I mean, things get better over time, but they get stronger over time. And memory, the average amount of memory in a computer keeps going up and up and up. Like a couple of years ago, if you asked me how much memory you need in your computer, I'd be like 4, maybe 8 gigs. But now it's really, you need 16. It just keeps going up. Everything goes up over time.
Well, it depends. I mean, you could still, if you were just a gamer, you could get away with 8 gigs.
But well, right now 16 you can still get away with 8 gigs, but it just depends on
what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Like, I stream and do YouTube videos, so I need the extra. Like, it's recommended to have upwards of 64 gigs, so I actually was thinking about considering for a moment doing 64 gigs, but, you know, 32 really, I think, is... Well, at the time, memory was actually cheap when we were putting together the build, because you were like, oh, memory's very cheap.
Well, yeah, it was then. Yeah, that was at a cheap... I think it's still fairly down. Probably not since... I bet Corona's probably raised the prices, but...
You think Corona's raised the prices? I think it would drop.
Well, just because, like... I mean, I was watching a Gamers Nexus video earlier this morning because he's over in he was over doing factory tours and stuff. That wasn't the video; it was a news video. But he said the MSI was like a full month behind because of coronavirus.
Oh yeah, well, manufacturing.
So all manufacturing in China is going to be way behind.
You can get Yeah, no, I hear you. MSI and all that. Oh, geez.
Which, I mean, MSI has nothing to do with memory production. That's mostly like Samsung, some SK Hynix, and that's really mostly it. Samsung.
You can get you can get G-Scale Ripshot for 64 gigs for $274.99.
Did you just look that up?
Yeah. You have 5 per customer.
Wait, how much was it?
$274.99.
$274 for how much?
For 64 gigs of RAM.
Oh, that's for 64. That's why. I was going to be, what?
Well, it's cheaper than it was. When we were putting together the build, it was a little more.
Yeah. I mean, prices fluctuate on everything.
Oh, yeah. All the time, man. Mm. I think the build that I have... I think it's definitely, I think it's the best bang for the buck. I think we did a good job putting that together.
Oh, no, your computer's not best bang for the buck.
Oh, no?
Your computer's, like, enthusiast-level hardware. You have you have the computer people dream about, Gage.
So, I needed to edit the podcast, man. I needed to play that MCSG on Minecraft. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always had a shitty computer. I started out with my HP laptop that had 4 gigs of RAM, a 256 gigabyte hard drive, Windows 7, and integrated Radeon graphics. Oh, no, it was an AMD FX graphics, sorry. And, yeah, I mean, I used that laptop to play Flash games from about 2010 to 2013. And then at that time, I got an Alienware entry-level computer. I customized it. It was pretty shit. It was an $800 computer. It had an i3 processor. It was an i3 second-gen processor. It had 8 gigs of RAM. It had a 1 gigabyte graphics card, which was dog crap. Computer came in. It was amazing. It was snappy. It was fast. It had a 1 terabyte hard drive. It was snappy. It was fast. But then, you know, years come by, like 2016, we're looking 2016, and all these big games, you know, PUBG was 2017, but I remember having a hard time playing it.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized I needed to get a laptop or a computer.
Well,
and I decided
that next big jump where games are going to get really hard to run is when they start throwing ray tracing on them.
Yeah. Well, then I was going to build a PC. Dylan was going to help me. But you know, I was doing a lot of thinking, and I was thinking he actually recommended to split my budget in half and get a laptop and then build a computer. And I said, I mean, yes, but at the same time, I really wanted to be able to you know, game on the go, also be able to do editing on the go, because at the time I was taking a film class in Augusta, and I needed a computer that could do editing. Well, if you're a computer expert, you know that an editing and a gaming computer aren't the best combo, but you know, you really to either pick a craft. Do you want to do a lot of editing
and editing,
or do you want to do a lot of gaming?
Rig can handle some serious gaming.
Oh, it can, but it's not as good as a pro, like a professional gaming computer.
Well, I mean, really where that separation would happen is at the CPU. Like, if you had a 64-core CPU, which those exist now, that's not going to be as good as a higher power core in, like, 16-core CPU, because games don't really know how to use lots and lots of threads on CPU load.
If you had a Xeon processor and you had a Titan V, an NVIDIA Titan V, that's ideal for rendering and video editing and movie editing, film editing. 128 gigs of RAM per rig is probably definitely what they're using in Hollywood.
Well, right now they're probably all moving towards the RTX Titan or the RTX Quadro now, because those can handle the real-time ray tracing, which is, movies have been ray traced for a long time now. Ray tracing isn't a new concept. It's just never been real-time, like you can visually...
In consumers' hands.
Right, it takes... Well, no, usually ray tracing, in the past it would take, you know, a stupidly long time to render a scene ray traced. But now they're making games that just do it as it's rendering the game.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy, and that's allowing, you know, movie companies to be able to do their stuff much faster because they can ray trace a lot faster with those tensor cores.
Yeah, well,
back on to the Xbox Series X and the PS5, those are both supposed to ray trace as well, which is
don't think it'll be that
I don't know how they're going to do it. That's just, I'm back on to, I don't know how they could manage this, right?
The only thing you can really do at this point is wait and see.
Right. For sure.
You know,
I mean,
it could be the best thing we've ever seen or the worst thing we've ever seen.
Right.
You know, like there's no...
I would be more than fine with a bunch of people ditching console and coming over to PC.
Yeah,
you know?
But the only thing with that is
bring more money to this market.
But not everyone knows how to, like, not everyone has an Isaac at their disposal or a Dylan at their disposal. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. But it's
not everyone wants to learn or knows how to learn. Like, I was extremely intimidated.
You are just intimidated. Computer building, if you were a console person that clicked on this video because you're like talking about Xbox Series X, cool, click. PC building, it's not that difficult. It's a lot of scary words, a lot of scary phrases, but you eventually learn really what those mean.
You just
watch videos on it. You know, watch videos on building a computer. Watch videos on how to balance a rig. You know, you'll eventually learn. Oh, megahertz isn't everything. You can have a lower megahertz CPU, but it's on a more refined architecture, so that will produce better. But I mean, that will produce better results. But it's a lot of scary words. But it's really basic what it comes down to in a computer. You have a central processing unit, which is your CPU, and you have graphics processing, and then everything else is just assisting those two things. It's
yeah,
just that simple.
I hear you. I totally understand. But you want to know what just popped up on my phone?
What?
So I went to the gas station today, dollar a gallon. You know what the gas station charged my credit card?
What?
You ready? You take a guess. Take a guess. Seriously. I want you to take a guess because you're going to shit your pants.
Say it was a dollar a gallon. Didn't you say 20 bucks?
Yeah.
You said 20 bucks.
You
want to
know how much they charged my credit card?
Did they mess up?
They charged me $250. You're Jeez, shitting me.
They just popped up now?
They maxed out my card. I just got an email, like 10 emails. You owe us money. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
I got to call and take care of that tomorrow. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, they're not closed. But
did you give your credit card information to some Indian scammer?
Oop. Yeah, definitely. It's the name of the gas station, so I don't know. They probably just screwed up.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely. I hope they screwed up.
Someone's trying Holy to jip shit. You out of your money.
Yeah, I totally.
Oh, no, boy. that was not $1 a gallon. That was $100 a gallon.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to think.
No.
I saw that. My eyes fucking like, it's like a Looney Tunes scene.
No, that's awful. That sucks.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully they give me it for
awful.
Free.
Yeah, it does.
They refund me.
You're going to recover from this one, Gage?
They better refund me $250 bucks. Yeah, I got to quit. I got to get a new job.
We got to go figure this out. Sorry. Got to go. Yes.
This is the end of the podcast. I'm just kidding. No, that's weird. That is weird indeed.
No, that's, yeah.
But, moving on. So how are you guys? You guys been up to anything new lately?
Oh, I've been playing some Escape from Tarkov.
Yeah,
as of late.
Dude. Oh wait, is that what Escape from Tarkov? That reminds me. That rings a bell.
Tarkov. No, that is Tarkov. Escape from Tarkov.
That reminds me. Escape from. Hold on. That was like right here. That was the biggest game on YouTube in 2019.
No one knows
what the hell it is.
It's still in beta, I'm pretty sure.
But I don't know what the hell it is.
What do you mean?
Is it free?
No, it's like 50 bucks, I'm pretty sure. I think it's like 50 bucks. Definitely so, not free. Still,
we've been playing
still
a new game. So basically, I was live streaming.
You're just not even
going
to give me a chance to talk about Escape from Tarkov.
Shut up. No one cares.
About Escape from Tarkov, which is a fantastic game, by the way.
Do you think if I release a clip called talking about Escape of Tarkov, that's going to get views? No, this next game is going to get
Escape
views, okay?
From
you just said
Tarkov.
It was the biggest thing on YouTube, bro. Come on.
In 2019, YouTube, according to YouTube Rewind. Okay,
well,
talk about your thing.
Yeah, I'm talking about it. It's a lot of fun. It's really stressful, though. I mean, it's like, okay, so the game, what you do is, it's kind of a hard one to explain. One of my friends that was trying to get me into it for a long time was trying to explain it to me. I never understood it until I played it. But you load into the game, and you've got a player that you play as. He's got, you know, health on all of his limbs. He's got different... It's an in-depth health system. You can get tinnitus in your ear. You can have your thorax blown out by a bullet. You have to bleed and you have to bandage yourself up, break your legs, you know. It's a whole system. And then you go into different areas on a big map, and you'll kind of go into each of those areas, which is its own individual map. So there's a world map, and then there's small maps on that with their own borders kind of deal. And you have to go in, you have to get loot, and then get back out with that loot so that you can keep it. And you'll just, you stockpile the loot, and then you also complete missions for traders in the game, people that you can buy and sell with. And, I mean, that's basically it. you go in and a bunch of other people will go in too. I mean, not a bunch, but quite a few other people go in. And there's also NPCs around the map that spawn in with you. And you get shot once in the wrong spot, you're dead. You get shot in your leg, you're limping for the rest of the match. So I've had times where I go in and, you know, I step on a landmine, both my legs are blown out. I try to patch up the bleeding, and then I just like gimp my way back into the map for like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's stressful. It's difficult, but it's really addicting, because you really get that excitement feel off of getting a bunch of really cool guns or like valuable loot and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same kind of reward as when you win a battle royale, that same really crazy oh my gosh kind of feeling, because it's also just it's really difficult. Yeah. I don't know, I've been having fun with it. My tangent's over, we can move on.
Yeah, I don't know, I've never played it, but it sounds dumb. not gonna lie.
What do you mean sounds dumb? It's realistic.
You want to know something? I play very limited games, and the games I play have to be a specific kind of
Well, it's a little too serious for you, Gage, for sure.
No, I mean, it's not even that. A game doesn't need to be that serious. Like, I just want a game that I can have fun playing.
I mean,
like a game that I can get into.
They're for different audiences, very little, Gage.
Yeah, but there's very little games that I can spend, you know, 100 hours playing. I just don't understand. But there's a game that actually just recently came out that I am going to spend 100 hours plus playing. So basically, I was in a call with Isaac, and he was playing Unturned. And his friends come in.
You're going to call me out and playing that? Seriously?
Yeah. I'm going to call you out. You know why I'm going to call you out? Because we were at this base that I found, and they're like, oh, TPA me. And I was being a funny guy, and I told everyone to TPA to me. So everyone TPA'd to me.
No. Okay.
And they shot Isaac and his friend.
I've got to better explain it, okay?
And Isaac started yelling at me.
So I'm playing Unturned, which is a game that's like low poly Rust. It's a pretty serious game. You work really hard to get your loot, okay? And I have a tank on this game in the server we were on, and it's also a server with a teleporting system where you can request to teleport to someone, and they can accept you and you teleport. So someone stole my tank, and they put down a little temporary base like real close to mine that they parked it in. And so I get one of my friends on, and then Gage was just trying to find something to do, and he got on, so I gave him a gun, and I'm like, okay, you can help us with the raid. So we go down to their little shack, okay, and I say, okay, Gage, I'm going to run back and grab some more raiding supplies, so stay here so I can teleport back to you kind of deal. And I go away, I go to my base, and I see in chat pop up, hey, guys, someone teleport to me. This is cool, or something like that. And this is a serious game. People spend hours trying to get their loot. And, like, everyone's out for blood. Everyone is going to kill you. Just, what the heck? I'm trying to set up a raid, and Gage just starts teleporting in a bunch of random people.
And then they kill him and his friends, and they start yelling at me. They got pissed off.
I had high tier loot on me because I was going into a raid. I had valuable stuff. I spent hours and hours working to get that stuff.
I felt it because you were yelling at me, and I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I said, I wish I would have said, assholes, it's a fucking video game.
I actually stopped playing that game after that.
Oh,
I stopped playing there. No, I mean, I didn't rage quit, but I was like, you know what? Whatever.
Have you played since?
Some of my friends were quitting out of it, so I was like, you know what?
Have
I just lost a bunch of stuff. I don't even care.
Have you played since?
No.
Yeah. Well, it's a stupid game anyway.
It's a fun game. So I recommend Unturned. It's fun
anyway, his
if you have friends that don't quit out on you.
This conversation wasn't about Unturned, and it kind of turned into that.
Yeah.
So basically, we were in this call, and his friends joined, and they're like, Isaac, did you download Warzone? And I didn't know what Warzone was. I thought it was some weird, like, World of Tanks ripoff or something. Like, you know, one of those weird free-to-play, stupid, cheap games and whatever. So I ignored it, and I started streaming. I was streaming myself with Fortnite because my subscribers asked for it. And all of a sudden, my chat just starts lighting up with people saying, play Warzone, play Warzone. I said, I'll play it. What is Warzone? I said, what was the first thing? And they're like, oh, it's some new Battle Royale game, 150 players. It's that actually sounds pretty cool. I'll look into it after the stream's over. So the stream was over. I looked into it. I looked at it. It's Call of Duty. I'm like, shit, this is actually kind of cool. So I install it, and I went home. Well, the next day I came in, and I played around in the morning, and I was surprisingly good at it. I enjoyed it. So I waited. I did my work, and then Isaac and Caleb got on, and I said, hey, you guys want to stream tonight? Yeah, let's do it. So we all went on and
live
we
did streamed.
One and a half hour stream on
Engage's
Warzone.
Live stream.
What?
I mean, he didn't post it anywhere, right? Did you post that video? Did you post the live stream?
Did I post the live stream?
Gage?
What do you mean by that? What?
Did you post? Did you like post it as a video, or was it just like
limited it was a
time.
Live stream?
You got to pay attention to Gage's YouTube channel. You only get me every now and again, okay?
Well, you see, the problem with the thing that I've been trying to figure out is I don't want to do live streams the day that I post videos because I want my video to perform well because people have apparently like 1,000 people have put on notifications. So a majority of my subscribers have notifications on.
Wait, really?
And I don't want people to get notified when I stream. I want them to get notified when I post a video. So
why wouldn't you want them to be notified when you stream?
Well, because if I stream right after I post a video, my video is not going to do well.
Well, then don't stream right after you post a video.
I know, but I post videos later on in the evening, and I don't like to stream alone. It's actually kind of boring.
Why don't you stream, then post video?
Maybe. Maybe that's how we'll end up doing it. But Isaac was pretty popular in the chat. People were telling him that he was gay.
I'm just such a cool guy.
Yeah. I can't believe the chat liked you so much.
You know.
Granted, they're all a bunch of little kids from the United Kingdom, but...
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
That it was literally all little kids from the UK. They told who
I don't
want to
be a kid YouTuber.
Like?
I don't know.
It was like the UK's version of Donald Trump.
Oh, Boris Johnson.
Yeah, they were saying it looked like Boris Johnson. I looked up a picture of the guy after we were done with the stream. maybe
you look like Boris Johnson. But you're not blonde. He's blonde.
You gotta let them think, you know. Let them have their fun. Maybe I am Boris Johnson.
But I
just don't look at our website. There's a picture of me on there. You'll be possibly disappointed or surprised. But don't look. Yeah,
midaymumbles.com.
It's pretty cool.
But I said to Isaac the next day. I said, "Hey, you want to stream?" No response. Fucking no response. Asshole. Oh boy, Caleb was all down. Caleb was like, yeah, let's do
Wait,
it.
What did she say to me? Did you?
I said, hey, Caleb and I are going to stream. You want to stream with us? No.
Gage, I have my message sounds turned off. I'm too...
Why?
I'm too popular.
I don't... Okay, here's the deal. I would call you, but I don't want to sound like a dick.
Well, I'm doing something.
Like,
I'll have to hang
need 100%
up on you. If you
I need
call
100%
me every
of your
time
attention.
You want to talk to me, Gage, if you call me every time you want my attention, I'll turn off call sounds, too.
But I don't know. I just I don't contact you that much.
But people do. I tell you, literally,
we'll go a week without talking.
Why I turned off message sounds is because when people want my attention, they won't just message me once. Like I'll eventually go look at it. People message me a lot, so I don't look at it that often. That's why I turned off message sounds.
Brody and I don't,
and they'll spam me if I want my attention. And I'm not going to give it to him because I'm busy. I'm doing something. I'm not busy, but I'm doing
Brody
something.
Brody and I what?
Brody and I don't talk as much as you'd think. Like, we do. But, like, this past week, we haven't been in a call like, we haven't seen each other face to face in a week. So, I mean, I texted him like twice about the coronavirus.
Yeah, Birdie's probably got coronavirus. That was it. You might want to keep your distance. Keep him in the... Keep him in the...
literally the entire week I've been just by myself at the office working.
Tell him he's got to stay in the main lobby for 2 weeks before he can enter the regular part of the office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oof.
You keep your door locked. You cannot enter, Brody. Stay out there.
This kid got home from college, and I'm at the office, and he pulls in the driveway. This was last week, just out of nowhere. He walks into the room. He's like, "What'd you need?" I didn't need anything. What do you mean, what did I need? What'd you need? You texted me. No, I didn't need anything. I just asked you when you were going to be back.
Dude, what do you need?
Well, what do you need?
You know, what do I need? I don't fucking know.
That's a great way.
Then don't text me if you don't need anything.
Okay, you know, there's an app where you can talk to a robot. That's what I'll start doing.
Yeah,
maybe you need that.
When I'm bored, I'll just talk to a robot.
So you can ask him, "Hey, what's up?"
Oh boy. Yeah, that's literally all we do is, "Hey, what's up?" And then you started talking about how you hope that we go back to colonial times. Then I said,
never said that.
Shut up. I said, "Brody, shut up." And you're like, "Okay, I don't want to listen to this go back in colonial time shit. No horse and wagons." I'm good on that.
What is Brody been
doing?
You
wouldn't ever need to fill up your gas tank again. You would just trade your horse.
I don't want to live in colonial times. Like, I don't want to go back.
It would be essentially hay-powered automobiles, but not
because
automobiles.
Because I
want to
play video
horses.
Games, you know?
I want to play video games, bro.
No. I wouldn't want to do that. But, he pissed me off so bad that I just said, "Shut up." And then he said, "Kay," and we didn't talk for like 3 days. So.
Throwback to our old
bro?
Videos. Imagine in colonial times how much scything you could do. You get your scythe.
Oh my god.
That is an old reference. For the listeners, if you know what that is, you guys are OGs. Like, you guys have been here for 20 weeks.
Scythesupply.com.
Yeah. No.
Throwback.
No. Shut up. Listen to like the first five episodes.
You
know what we're talking about.
Don't listen to the first five
Why?
Episodes.
Why? They were actually good.
They're not worth it. Trust me.
You know, I just realized I don't think Brody's using his actual microphone. I think it's his webcam where he's talking through.
You honestly think that?
It's possible.
Yes.
I specifically switched to my, you know, to my.
Isaac, are you hearing this?
Blue snowball.
It could just be in Discord. I bet it's recording in Sony Vegas. Fine.
Okay.
Oh yeah, in Discord it is my.
Or no, he's using Audacity
webcam mic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, in Audacity it's my my blue snowball.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's why.
I kind of was Brody, worried. You sound like
Brody,
shit.
Brody, have you been playing your Fury game in the background this whole time?
No.
Well,
why, can you hear clicking?
I heard you doing something the whole podcast.
He's been quiet the entire time.
What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Nothing.
What is it? There's no
Nothing.
Shame in telling. There's no shame in telling us, Brody. It's okay.
He's watching porn.
In the network closet, Brody?
He's not in the... He's in the break room now.
Oh, really?
We upgraded him like 6 weeks ago.
Oh. I was going to say, that's kind of... That's. Even the break room kind of seems like the wrong place for that.
You know, he could record in a nice room with a nice desk chair, but he refuses to because it's my mom's office. And she said, "Yeah, you can record in there." But he's like, no.
Doesn't
I'll
want
sit in
intruder
this hardwood
space.
Chair.
Well, anyways, what? I was trying to get onto. We talked about my game. We talked about Gage's game. Want to talk about Fury?
Oh, boy.
Now, what is there to say about it? It's the best game ever made.
Well, I'm sitting here. You were excited to show us it, and it's just like it looks
it's
like
shit.
Some sort of, you know, anime styled graphics, 3D game where you run around and you do boss fights. That's all you do. It's just constant boss
that
fights.
Is it.
It seems
you
like
described it perfectly.
It seems very difficult. It seems not very interesting. You know, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot pulling you in. It just seems like it's do crazy hard boss fight, then do crazy hard boss fight.
I got bored.
Then do crazy hard boss fight.
He encouraged me to play. He got here at 5, and he comes in my office. Well, first off, he's like, you got to see this new game. Because, like, this is literally, guys, you want to hear this? Brody was here at 4:50. I said, hey, you want to record at 5? Didn't hear anything back. He shows up at 4:50. Just out of the blue, he's knocking on the door. He goes into the break room. He acts like he owns the friggin' place. He's so used to it. He just like walks right past me, goes in the break room, starts to set up. And he's like, you got to see this game. So I see it. It's this Fury game. And I'm like, it looks nice, but not really a game for me. He's like, let's hook it up on your monitor. So we're waiting for Isaac anyway. He hooks it up on my big monitor in my office. And then Isaac all of a sudden calls the dink.
Look, and, I was in the middle when you messaged me at first. I was playing Rainbow Six Siege, and I'm not just gonna I'm not just gonna bail on my squad in a match of Rainbow Six Siege.
But my point is, Brody gets in here. I'm playing the game. I was bored of it, and then he goes in the other room. He's been playing it for like 4 hours now. We've only been recording for 58 minutes. You guess what time it is? It's 9:51.
Well, yeah, we were planning on recording at 5, what? But that didn't happen.
Guys, it doesn't matter. We always record late.
It doesn't matter
if we were here at 2.
It's not their fault. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
But anyway, Brody, give an honest review of Fury so the listeners know.
Yeah. Explain your
10
case.
10 out of 10. It's on my top 10 of best evers.
Right, but explain why. Explain your case. I said it seems dumb. Gage said it seems dumb. Tell the listeners why this game isn't dumb.
I don't know. Something you'd have to experience. I can't tell you why it's not dumb.
Critique it like I don't know. You're someone critiquing an art painting, you know? Overly in depth and kind of fruity.
Art is subjective.
Well, yeah, so is video games.
Yeah, so I like it because I like it, not because anybody else does.
But why do you like it, Brody?
Because I like it.
Okay.
Fair enough. Fair enough, really. That's all you can say,
I
right?
I guess that's it. Guess that's it. You want to explain the game at least?
Yeah, it's like... it's like you avoid stuff and you hit the guys.
It kind of looked like block, block, dodge, block, block, shoot once, block, 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 dodge, block, block, shoot.
Well, it's like hit, dodge, dodge, hit, shoot, 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 parry.
I think we ought to call it there. We've been
Oh crap! We got an email.
Email.
Oh, okay.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for.
We got an email from Dennis. The email reads: My name is Dennis. I really like the show, and I have a question. What are each of your aspirations in life? Thanks, and keep up the great work. Thank you, Dennis. Brody, you want to start? What is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, Brody. Talk to the people.
To be happy in life.
That's it?
Why would I tell you guys? Why would I tell anybody?
Well, it's just your aspirations. Unless it's something weird. You planning on doing something weird with your life?
Are you going to be a porn star?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you're really not going to tell anybody. You're really not going to tell
the
listeners?
It's a big secret. It's a big secret.
Is it really that private, Brody?
No.
Well, tell them then. What the hell? This kid's scared that people are going to know too much about him. Stranger danger.
Well,
someone might know what I want to do.
I guess Brody's not going to share his aspirations. Big secret.
Sorry, Dennis. Brody's being a dink.
No, I'm not, bro.
Thanks for listening, though, Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis, you're a cool guy. I appreciate that.
So, Isaac, what is your aspiration?
What am I going to do with my life? What do I hope to do with my life? Hopefully, I'll do half decent in college learning about mechanical engineering and be a mechanical engineer. I think that seems fun to me. I like nerdy stuff. If you somehow, by some miracle, made it through the dry talk about me talking about computer stuff, you probably agree with me. You like nerdy stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I enjoy, if you couldn't tell by my tangent in the past. And I think that's the right road for me.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily even need to, you know, it's not like I need a bunch of money. It's not like I need material things. I mean, as long as I enjoy my nerdy work and hopefully don't die alone, I think I'll be good enough, you know?
Yeah, this kid got an acceptance letter from the college of his dreams, and he's like, cool.
Look, I'm not a very...
We're all in his kitchen. He's like, cool. Cool. That's cool.
Look, I'm not much of an emotions guy, you know?
That's cool. That's cool.
I don't really get that. I mean, I get excited about computer hardware, I guess. But besides that, not a whole lot. Gage.
Yes.
You want to become a rich millionaire, you know.
You want to know something,
boss,
Dennis.
Owner of the world kind of guy. What?
You want to know something, Dennis? I don't have an aspiration. And the reason I don't have.
I have one aspiration.
That's a terrible answer.
And that's I want to be a billionaire. My aspiration in life is I want to be a billionaire. And the reason I say I don't have an aspiration is because I don't know for sure what avenue I want to go down as far as that. I'm a projects guy. You see, I work on a lot of different projects, and if one works out, it works out. You see, Brody and Isaac are pretty safe people in the sense where Isaac wants to become a mechanical engineer, which is a big thing. But he has plans to either work for someone mechanical engineer-wise or start a small business, which I'm pretty sure he'll go work for someone.
Yeah, probably work for someone because I don't exactly want to get, you know, sued for something that went wrong and have to eat it myself.
On the other hand, myself, I don't want to be tied down to the same thing all my life. I'm the kind of person that wants to do something. If I don't like it, I want to move on. I don't want to be stuck at the same thing for life. That's why I've looked at college in such a terrible way because, you know, you get a college degree, you put all kinds of money into a college degree. Well, you're kind of stuck with that unless you want to go back. And I hate school as it is, so I really wouldn't want to go back. I want to be a billionaire. However, which way I'm going to get there? I'm going to get there someday.
Gage just wants money. He wants to be rich and famous.
I want to be rich and famous, but I also want to have the financial freedom. I want to be financially stable. I don't want to be an idiot. I don't want to be living paycheck to paycheck. I don't want to be I don't want to be worrying about if I have the right benefits.
What's your aspirations?
You know?
I want to win the lottery.
Well, no, that's different.
Well, I mean, that's basically what you're saying. You just say, I want a lot of money. That's what I've been hearing for the longest time.
I know how I'm going to get there.
You want your YouTube channel to blow up and get really popular and get a bunch of money.
But here's the thing. You're not going to make $1 billion from YouTube.
No.
That's just
that's
a hobby.
That's why you're also doing small business stuff. I mean, you do,
I do a lot of things, actually.
Yeah.
Freelancing. My freelancing, I could be a web developer one day, and the next day I could be a podcast editor, really.
Yeah. Next day.
I also like podcasts.
Next day YouTuber, you know?
Podcasting is very valuable. I mean, it's a $100 billion market. I've been doing a lot of plans about potentially turning Midday Mumbles to the next level. I know Brody's like, shit, man, too much commitment. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I look at things, every project I work on, I look at as a business, right, Dennis? And if it's not making me money, I don't like it. The reason I continue the podcast, though, is because I see the potential. That's what I hate about people that want things to happen instantly. Businesses online especially take a long time to grow. And if you don't put the time and effort in, you're never going to be successful. That's why I hate people that say, I'll give this 2 weeks if it doesn't start making money. Screw it. Freelancing for me, I had my first client within a week, and that client made me a shit ton of money last year. Now, I was very successful with freelancing. This year, not so much, especially with the coronavirus, right? I mean,
yeah.
I have clients that are sitting here like, I can't pay you right now. I mean, I could be sitting without a paycheck for 2 months.
Well, it's not
very risky.
It's not like you're in a bad position for that right now. You're still you're still living with your
parents.
It's
not like I have bills. You know? Like my mother said, it's not like you have bills. You don't have kids. You don't have a wife. I said, yeah, I know. I get that. I understand that. So I'm not really worried. I've been rambling a long time, but basically I want to be wealthy, but I don't want you guys to look at me as an idiot either. I know what I'm doing. I work on projects and I work on projects to the point where I put a lot of time and effort into it. Like the Midday Mumbles. I've been working on this this will be the 21st week. Last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, we had some pretty interesting things that looked like they were going to go extremely well. And granted, they're still going. If the coronavirus wasn't happening, they'd be happening like right now.
Yeah.
But we're really trying to. I mean, I really want to try and push this, and I know Isaac wants to do it.
I'm excited for this. I'm nervous. I know, but I'm excited.
I know Brody wants to do it. I'm not going to act like an asshole. I know Brody deep down really wants this to happen. But yeah. So we'll see. I mean, hey, I could literally just be making 100K a year, you know, buying a house in Maine, settling down, you know, working from home. That could be my goals. But I like to go big or go home, really. I've always been like that. I'm a dreamer.
I would say making 100K and buying a house would be the big dreamer option.
No, I think making 100 billion.
You like to go big or go home, I can tell.
I think that's how you be happy with your life where it is. When your big dream is making $100,000 a year and living in a good home. not billionaire.
Listen to it like this.
No one ever reaches the point of billionaire, you know?
Listen to it like this, Isaac. I don't want to reach my goal. Like my dad, for instance, you know, he makes a decent amount of money at the mill. My mother owns a real estate company. She makes a decent amount of money. I don't want to be to the point where I'm like, I want to always have a new goal to reach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why setting a high goal like that is good for me. Because I'm always finding new avenues to make money. That's what I love. I love to make money.
Three ways and to make money online.
Listen, you know how
Gage
you make
Nelson
money online?
Video.
No, Isaac, you know how you make a lot of money online? Telling people how to make money online. That is how you make a shit ton of money online. And I've been looking into that. Some stuff's coming out soon. But I've been thinking about teaching a course on video editing. Why not? I was doing research on it. Some guy makes $600K a month friggin' teaching people how to do simple edits in Sony Vegas, for Christ's sakes. Listen, if you want to become an entrepreneur in the United States, this is the best time to do it. You have the tools. You have the internet. You can do things free. You can make a lot of money, and this is the time to do it. I am working hard to do that, and you want to know something? I'm going to be number one in the Forbes list, I guarantee it.
What?
So. Someday.
Number one.
Number one on the Forbes list.
I'm
going to
be the top 1%.
I'm not settling for number two. I'm settling for number one.
I think that's a good place to stop the podcast at Gage being number one.
If you guys did enjoy, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe.
Gage is number one.
How we're doing. So if you guys did enjoy the episode, like I said, thank you, Dennis. For sending in the email, I really appreciate it. I was almost going to call you another name,
thank
and then
you guys.
I realized I shouldn't.
Thank you guys for listening to this point. This has been a longer than the average episode.
And if you
edit
think
engage,
I'm crazy,
I'm so sorry.
Well, this isn't the long. I had to edit a 2-hour podcast once.
Oh, that's true. But we also had a really long period where I can't remember who went away, but someone went away for a while
on the podcast.
Yeah, there was a long pause where no one was talking because someone had to go and do something or pick up a phone call.
Brody had a phone call, yeah.
No need to point fingers, whatever.
So thank you guys all for listening to the Midday Mumbles podcast.
Please.
If you want to support us, go to patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. Again, that's patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. There are three tiers. If you want to continue.
Help Gage become number one. Okay.
If you want to allow us to continue to make this show for free, go to patreon.com/middaymumbles. On there, you can help support the show and allow us to keep making this for free for you. So,
Or you can support us by sending us an email. I would appreciate that. You could give me $1, or you could give me a nice, juicy email to reply to on the podcast. I would appreciate that. TalkMumbles@gmail.com. I repeat, that is TalkMumbles@gmail.com.
Or if you go to MiddayMumbles.com, scroll to the bottom of the page. There is a contact form. I've been promoting this on my Snapchat, and we've gotten quite a few submissions the last couple weeks, quite nice.
I've appreciated that. That's made it more interesting for me, for sure.
It has. So I really recommend you going to middaymumbles.com, scrolling to the bottom of the page, and submitting in the contact form. Or you can shoot us an email at talkmumbles@gmail.com. Either one works. We get it. Also, why not just check out the cool website? I mean,
yeah,
the website's
pretty sick. It's a nice website, I must say. Don't scroll down all the way. You'll see my face, and you don't want to see that.
But they got to scroll down all the way to see the form.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. You know how you have the bar? Just, like, really quickly click on it and slide down all the way. You just want to make sure the littlest time on my face. Anyways, have a good one.
Have a good one, guys. I've been Gage.
Brody. Brody's been Gage as well. See you later. I think we just got it. I'm stopping recording.
Are you coming in here to say you've been Gage?
I've been Gage.
He walked through the entire building to say this.
Now my Bluetooth earbuds ran out of power.
Oh, until next time, guys. Stay awesome.
See you later.